As we all know, we had quite the snowstorm across the Midwest after Thanksgiving. With your Farm News Update, I'm Daniel Drotzman. Tis the season of cold and snow. After Thanksgiving, we had quite the snowstorm move across the Midwest. And here to get us up to date on some accumulations across the country is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
I do want to mention some of the really significant precipitation totals that we saw with that post-Thanksgiving storm. It really unfolded the day after Thanksgiving into the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and we saw some 12-inch plus snowfall totals from parts of Iowa into southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois, and then eventually into lower Michigan. And then we did see some showers and thunderstorms to the south. Now, several days after that event, we continue to see an extensive snow cover across the Midwest and roughly the northern half of the plains. As we come to daybreak on December 2nd, we see 6 inches of snow on the ground in Chicago, as well as Des Moines, Iowa, 7 inches on the ground in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. That gives you an idea of the extensive nature of this snow cover, which does extend as far south as the Middle Mississippi Valley into communities like Kansas City and St. Louis.
And over the past couple days, we saw some sub-zero Arctic temperatures. And this sudden cold can impact travel and livestock.
With the combination of the cold and the existing snow on the ground, that is certainly making for some difficult rural travel conditions, difficult to access some livestock. And with the bitter cold coming very suddenly after a mild autumn, that is a bit more stressful than you ordinarily would expect for livestock, given the quick transition to very cold conditions, along with some of the snow on the ground and just the lack of preparation time before the transition to wintry conditions. So certainly for some of the northern livestock, a little bit stressful as we head into this very wintry pattern starting December.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Daniel Drotzman.